Okay. So you guys might have noticed some different things in church this morning. We have these palm plants in the front. And if you looked at the bulletin cover, it has a palm. And behind the palm, you can see Jesus riding on a donkey. Yeah. So this morning, I'm going to tell you a story about a king. And how do you know a person is a king? When you look at him, how can you tell he's a king? What does he have? You know? Or a queen. What do they have on their head? A crown, right? They have a crown. It's usually really beautiful gold with jewels and stuff. And so a king has a crown, but this king that I'm going to tell you about, he wore a different kind of crown. And I'm going to tell you the story of King Backward, okay? And the reason we call him King Backward is he wasn't like the other kings. He wasn't any ordinary king. He was different. He did things backwards from the way other kings did them. From the very first day he was born, you could tell that he was going to be different. Most kings are born in a palace. And when the baby prince is born, who will grow up to be the king, they dress him up in really nice clothes. He has everything beautiful. King Backwards was born in a stable or a barn with animals that were smelly. And he didn't have really nice clothes. He was just wrapped up in a cloth to keep him warm. So that was King Backwards. And most kings, they build up all kinds of riches, silver and gold, and they have fancy palaces with wonderful things in them. Lots of money they have, and they have servants, people who do everything for them. A king doesn't have to wash dishes or cook food or sometimes even put on their own clothes. They have servants that help them get dressed. Kings don't have to do all those things. King Backwards was different. Look, he's not wearing a fancy crown or fancy clothes. And he doesn't have servants helping him. Instead, he's helping all these other people. He helped people who were sick, people who were poor, people who needed help. Look, he's healing people here. They all come to see Jesus for help. Here's somebody else that came to King Backwards for help. He was sinking in the storm in the ocean, and King Backwards helped him, saved him. Kings don't usually act that way. And oh, the people, the friends that King Backwards had, they weren't famous or rich. They were poor, smelly fishermen. They were sinners, people who did bad things. He didn't act like a normal king. Well, as time went on, people became unhappy with their king because he didn't act the way they thought he should act. Instead of riding into town on a big white horse, the way other kings did, this king came on a donkey. Yeah. Finally, the people decided they had put up with this king long enough. If he couldn't act the way a king should act, they didn't want him to be their king anymore. So they had a plan to have him arrested and thrown into prison. And when the day came for his trial, the king stood before the people, and instead of shouting, "Hail to the king! Long live the king!" they said, "Crucify him! He's not our king! Crucify him!" Well, Jesus knew they would do this. He let them do it, even though he had the power to stop them. He chose to die on the cross, to take our sins, to save us, to serve us, so that we could live with him forever. So they crucified him. They nailed him to the cross. They put a crown on his head. This is our king's crown. King Backwards is Jesus. He had a crown of thorns. See how pokey they are? They put that on his head, and it poked him, and he was bleeding. That's the crown he had, but he did that for us so that we could be saved. But remember, Jesus died after that, and they put him in the tomb. There was a tomb. There's a picture of it with the angel afterwards. They put Jesus in a tomb, but did he stay in the tomb? No, he wasn't like a usual king. A usual king could not rise from the dead, but Jesus rose from the dead, from the grave, to live forever. Because he is the, instead of being the backwards king, he's the forever king, okay? King Jesus is our king forever. Here's a picture of him after he rose from the dead, and he went back to heaven, right? And someday he's going to come again, and then he's going to have a regular crown, not the kind of crown that they put on him when he died, because he is the great king forever. And everybody who believes in him knows that he is the best king ever. So you pray with me, and you don't have to say anything. I'll say it. Just listen. Dear Jesus, today we crown you King and Lord of our life. Amen.